It was all so unexpected. Rutherford Jones was the quintessential family man. A loving father, a faithful husband.
A truly wonderful man.
The brutality of the armored car guard's death.
That's how police described the man who murdered a Brinks armored car employee. That
suggested something far darker. For a house of ill repute, the Maison Mouse was doing a brisk business. Lydia assembled the best ladies of the night New Orleans had to offer. And in 1863, having a reputation for cleanliness, smiling faces, and complete discretion was just what a madam needed for success.
You make running this whole operation sound so easy.
Of course, the steady stream of distinguished businessmen and military brass leaving the premises with broad smiles of their own didn't hurt business either. Werner von Braun had been a prolific aerospace engineer, but this was no ordinary rocket. The Nazi Scientific Brain Trust had begun working on time travel technology in the late 1930s, and the disappearance, without any sign of explosion, of rocket ABX could very well mean that they succeeded in their goal. The sudden storm left its share of damage, but among the scattered branches and fallen leaves was a pleasant surprise for the residents of the savannah. A pool of fresh rainwater now covered the area near the grove. The hyenas were the first to partake. The crew had never seen anything quite like it. Seeing something new was not a regular occurrence. How the man had managed to get 11 gerbils through security was one question. Why he felt the need to release them to roam freely on the plain was a more urgent one,